We'd known we wanted a cinnamon cocoa from the moment we realized we could make cocos. Given our experiences with trying ground whole herb for our wicked cocoa, we initially shied away from using cinnamon powder. We thought it might make the end result a bit chewy. Eventually, we realized that the cinnamon cocos we'd seen that did not use artificial flavoring or oils actually used cinnamon powder. Our first experiments with grinding it ourselves were unsatisfying. While our electric spice grinder works brilliantly for teas and coffees, it couldn't make the cinnamon into a fine enough powder for cocoa. Once we knew that, it was just a matter of making organic cinnamon powder a part of our next supply order, and then running the tests. It was perfection. I hadn't realized how much I'd missed cinnamon cocoa until I was drinking it again. It also becomes an amazing semi-mocha when you use coffee instead of milk to make it, which is actually true of many of our cocos. We had a couple of different ideas for a name, but we settled on a salute to my grandma Betsy. When I first went to live with her, I was a teenage mess of PTSD, flashbacks, distrust, cynicism, and, well, the list of issues was fairly extensive. I'd mistrusted and hated sleep for years. Never felt like much point to it when your daytime horrors just carry over into intensive, full-sensory experience nightmares. Being a person who loved me, she worried about my levels of sleep deprivation, and she combated them, in part, with well-timed mugs of cocoa and listening without judgment. She'd been a nurse, and I'm fairly convinced that she understood what was going on inside my head better than I did. As cinnamon was my favorite way to adulterate cocoa before we created Grandpa's stash, this one is named for the incredibly patient lady who helped me survive my last few years of high school and taught me a ton of things that have contributed to the life managed after. The sampler pictured is something she made for me when I was still a toddling, small human learning about the world. Despite many moves, a period of homelessness, and all the chaos that has been woven through my adult life, I've managed to keep it with me. A tactile reminder of love and lessons. Betsy's Best is made with fair trade cocoa powder, powdered sugar, and cinnamon powder, all organic per usual. A batch is 3.6 ounces. It comes in either a standard tin, which is a single batch, or a larger tin, which is a double batch. And you can find this one in both Etsy and our personal shop.